All right. Hello, not the world girl. Please, this is to everyone in the world. I know people wonder why we ain't got the money. What the hell are you, why would I go get money in the condition that I'm in? That would only compound the problem. So I have to go fix myself. I'm leaving tomorrow, everyone. You know, what would be really cool is, like, my chick, the chick that is for me, the one that I would most definitely marry and want, would be the girl that is willing to go through the struggle with me. But I know how much, like, favor y'all have already had to take someone like me in my... It's too damaging to your reputation. I understand. So that's why I gotta go fix me and get what's mine so that... Not even that I feel worthy. I'm definitely worthy. It's well documented now. But so that it won't damage y'all, because I understand that. So, but I can't go get what's mine unless I'm fixed, because I'll only use more drugs. I'll be like Charlie Sheen on, like, Charlie Sheen will be like a sober guy compared to what I'll be if I had that kind of money. So, yeah, no. I'm actually smarter than y'all give me credit for. Far more intelligent than you give me credit for. I know what I am, and I know what millions of dollars would do for somebody like me. Lord knows I don't want to be Charlie Sheen. Love you, dude. I love you, Charlie Sheen. But that's not what I aspired to have to... do what I'm doing with my minimal resources is a struggle to get off drugs. If I had unlimited resources and unlimited amounts, like years from now, how hard it would be to get clean and sober. Like, I don't feel for y'all that are in similar shit, but you have unlimited resources like him. It's gonna make it super, super difficult and makes it super depressing, life miserable. And I pray for y'all, and I pray for all the people who need it, whether you hate me or don't. Like, I love everybody, enemies and all. If you're going through something like that, it's tough, and I know my minimal resources, and it's so hard. But that's where support systems and, like, you guys have no idea what y'all mean to me, everything. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. I'm more afraid to own it. I've kind of known. But, you know, we're going to do what we can do. Bye. Yeah. Hey. Also, I want to kind of clarify. As a child, I grew up mostly in Georgia. I'm not from Illinois or Chicago. I'm actually not even really from Chicago. I'm in the Quad Cities, which is not nowhere near Chicago, but... I actually grew up mostly in Georgia, where, like, my parents didn't have to be there because it was our trailer, and then, like, 2 miles away, there might be another trailer, maybe, and, like, a mile and a half the other way, maybe. There were, like, 4 trailers on the whole road, maybe, so the bus could drop us off, and it was okay if my 12-year-old sister was the only person there, because nobody was going to come kidnap us. There was nobody anywhere, you know. It was that boondocks. That country. I had a basketball and a 55-gallon trash bag can. That was my play. That was my fun, which was a blessing when I was a kid. You don't know no different. You shooting hoops is fun, you know, no matter what you're shooting into. But yeah, so if I would have had one parent raises a bunch of, like, the community, you know, their support, and that just wasn't feasible because of where I actually grew up and lived. It was like the real, real deal country. And even now, you go, it's populated, and there can maybe be that a little bit support system in a smaller way still than what you would consider something like Chicago, you know. A much smaller, much, much smaller. You have to have somebody that actually cares, which I think there is that now. It is big enough to where there is that. But it's still spread out. You know, it's not like the city where you're 5 minutes, you can walk to a gas station. Like, if you was to walk to a gas station, it's still a 30-minute walk, you know. So I just want to kind of clear that up. And, like, where I actually lived, the construction of the city and the street. But, yeah. I love y'all. And one more thing I would like to say is, and this is totally, like, beyond anything I could ever even imagine, so I say this with the most humbling heart and gracious and grateful way, but unless and or until a strong, confident woman comes and says, hey, and gets what she wants and, let's say, claims me or comes and tries to talk to me or whatever, I am free, single, and able to be with and have sexual relations with whomever I want, and it is not cheating. I am not taken by any one of y'all. Y'all do not own me. I am not with anybody. Unless and or until someone puts the effort to make that a reality, I am single and will not feel bad about sleeping with whomever I want to or who wants to if I feel that connection with them. Thank you.